Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Uh-oh. Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Guess what
day it is? It's, I don't know. What day is it? Oh, it is Wednesday? Oh, okay. All right. A lot of people forgetting that. It just, time seems to be floating by. We're all on the same page with this coronavirus. And I love this because some people aren't on the same page and some people are willing to call it like it is. A convenience store owner in Kentucky put a sign in his window, and I absolutely love it. No face masks allowed in store. Lower your mask or go somewhere else! Exclamation point. Stop listening to Bashir. He's a dumb donkey. That's not the term that he actually wrote on the sign, but, you know, I cleaned it up for radio. He's a dumb donkey. I just go around and I see all of these people in face masks and I get it. But if you're that paranoid, probably shouldn't tell you this. I know TMI, but I woke up this morning to the biggest tongue kisses imaginable. And not from my husband. That's right. A year and a half old German Shepherd. You know, not little puppy kisses. No. Big old tongue bath right on my face. Are we going to stop living our lives the way we lived it in just December, January? Where we were hugging and we were hanging all over each other. And where there was the 10-second rule. People hadn't wiped the counters down in their house in, you know, 2 days. There were tons of disinfecting wipes on the shelves because, well, yeah, I mean, cleanliness matters, but it didn't matter that much to where everybody is paranoid now. You protect your most vulnerable. And elected representatives put people with coronavirus back in to care facilities, into nursing homes. And that's why New York City is in the rate that it is in. The most vulnerable, the people with the breathing problems. You don't shut down society and you don't shut down business and the economy. You use what's called, I know it's been a long time, because you have the government officials, the government representatives thinking and doing for you. But it's called common sense. Look it up. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jane, because the biggest question from yesterday when Jane was on was, okay, we get it. Judges are biased and they're not really nonpartisan, and the majority of them are from Las Vegas, but who do we vote for? So Jane's back on the line with us today. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for putting me back on. I know that time is short, but I just would like to re-express that we've got to get the Vegas grain that is infiltrating this state out of every branch, legislative, executive, and judicial. That's not going to happen because Las Vegas, for every three voters down there, there's only one voter in rural Nevada, including northern Nevada. So the only way to do it is to fight it in the courts and to start getting court orders that will force the legislature to pass legislation and will force the executive branch to enforce legislation. We have to get Christina Pickering out. Christina Pickering's significant other is Steve Morris. Steve Morris is an attorney who practices before Christina Pickering, and Christina Pickering does not say, by the way, I live with this man. And yet she will continue to rule on every appellate case that Steve Morris brings into her courtroom without recusing herself. Now, there is a statute, NRS 1, which is a way to disqualify a judge. A disqualification of a judge is different than a recusal of a judge. A disqualification under NRS 1 says the judge is biased, prejudiced, or acts with impropriety. I have done that in a court of law. I am the only person in the state of Nevada that has got a ruling from a district court judge that every judicial officer, that means every district court judge, is disqualified in the 8th Judicial District. I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I'm saying that because no other judge is picking up upon that ruling. And once a judge gets disqualified under NRS 1, damages then are presented within 60 days. I could not present my damages because as soon as I got that ruling, the court took me into custody. This is how much pushback there is in the judicial branch for those of us who have filed for protection orders and the adverse party was tipped off. This is a battle in the state of Nevada. I admire you for your willingness to stay and fight, but I think there are other states that aren't going through this fight. You may want to move. I appreciate that you're staying here to fight, but until this fight is taken to the state of Nevada Supreme Court and it is proven that Christina Pickering, Lydia Stiglich, Jim Hardesty, Michael Cherry, and Perigary's wife, Steve Perigary's wife, Leslie Perigary, has drunken driving charges in Las Vegas. How come he's still on the bench ruling on drunken driving cases? Another thing the Supreme Court is doing in Nevada is they have senior judges. Senior judges are judges that no longer practice, and they apply to the Supreme Court, and they're accepted. Guess who applied to the Supreme Court and is a senior judge? Charles McGee. Charles McGee was a judge in Washoe County District Court ruling on drunk driving cases. He got picked up for drunk driving. He left his position. He's now a senior judge, and they put him on drunk driving cases. It's a pathetic judicial branch. It has to be fought. It's not going to be fought by uneducated people. It's
but
not
Jane,
going.
You are in this system, so you know how it works. How can the average person find out this information? Because obviously the media is not picking up on it.
You're not going to find it out unless you sit in a courtroom every day and listen to what's going on. You're not going to find it out. It's not public information. Stephanie McDonald, an attorney, just reported in Desert Companion, which is a KNPR magazine, KNPR being National Public Radio here in the state of Nevada. She just reported that she knows that the adverse parties are being tipped off. She reported it to the court, and the court never told any of us litigants. It's covert. The court is keeping things hidden. Lydia Stiglich got appointed by Brian Sandoval. She has a civil union with another woman. That woman is an attorney for Vasilides. Vasilides are the family that runs some major advertising firm that created the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Very powerful family in Las Vegas. So Lydia Stiglich and her partner, Lydia Stiglich became the chief judge over ADKT 410. ADKT 410 is the administrative docket. As a chief judge, she oversaw it, and she got the letter from a judicial district court chief Judge Ritchie about his making three statements that women only apply for protection orders against men to solely the name of the man, that the photographs in those protection order files have no probative value, meaning they have no evidential value, and that she only does it because just having his name mentioned as the adverse party ruins his reputation. The point I'm making is, Monica, there is no short answer. This is going to take a while. Get all of these incumbent judges voted out. If it's on your ballot as incumbent, vote them out. Vote for somebody else. Okay, so you might vote somebody worse in. It doesn't matter, because then the media will pick up on the new person. The LVRJ, Las Vegas Review Journal, has an entire team committed to investigative journalism in the courthouses. They have offices actually in the courthouse, and they won't report this stuff because LVRJ is in on all this. So
they want to keep their offices at the courts.
Well, of course. So they're not going to create waves. The only way to do this, you can't do it through Ballotpedia, and I appreciate that you go there, but Ballotpedia is a money-making machine. It's somebody sits down, sees that there's a person running for an office, and that person puts it in Ballotpedia, and that person gets paid for putting it in Ballotpedia. It's just like when you Google an attorney's name. You want to find out if that attorney has a history or what they do or something about that attorney, and it comes up on Justia.com, lawyers.com. Those are all organizations that have been granted money that if they put the name of an attorney in this database, they get paid. So you can't really rely on the internet. You have to be the person in the courtroom hearing what's going on.
But Jane, people can't do that. They have to rely on somebody else to tell them.
Exactly. Exactly my point, Monica. You can't know this. It's not in the media. It's nowhere. So you just vote out the incumbents and get this Titanic turned around.
Hmm. Okay. That's, you know, if people are wondering, I mean, we know that there are offenses. I mean, we've seen them here in Washoe County. I mean, we've had judges shot at. What do you do? Maybe there's reasons behind what's going on. This is a tough one. This is an extremely tough one. We'll work more on it, though. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and I hope I'm not going to be there, but I will be there with you in spirit. I have some work to do at my parents' house in California, But there's another rally. We the People rally. Get out. It's this Saturday. It's Memorial Day weekend. More importantly, take the kids with you. 11 o'clock in front of the state capitol. If your voices aren't heard, I don't want to call them a cabal, but, you know, those groups of individuals who call themselves elected representatives are just going to think it's okay to keep going the way they're going and doing the things that they do. You have to let your voices be heard, especially with elected representatives who are out there now. Not only the ones who are running for office, but the ones who are, well, still in office. Sorry, had to sneeze. That's allergies. Sneezing has nothing to do with COVID. Stupid. Now states are locking people down until August. This is just ridiculous what we're going through. If this hasn't shown people that your vote matters, whether it be the city council, the county commission, or the state or federal offices, then I don't know what else we can do. And you have to align yourself, because I know I'm going to get a call. Neil, I'm sorry, but it's a two-party system. Until something so outrageous happens, there will never be a three-party system. And all you are doing is taking away from one party or of another. So figure out who you align yourself best with and start working with that party. Independents, I think that's great that you're independent. Libertarians, I think you're great, you're libertarian. But you know what? You don't get to vote in the primaries. And that is the most important election, to see who's going to go on. In the general, it's just party versus party. In the primary, it's people versus people when you get to know them. It's understanding for people who are new to the area that P.K. O'Neill was proud of his vote that saddled us with the largest increase in taxes in Nevada history. And still proud of it. Is that someone you want in office? You see these names go away. They figure you forget about him because he's not the only one. And then they start to creep back in. Our government is by the people. It's us. I don't care if you have a law degree. I don't care if you have just a high school diploma. If you have good ideas that takes on for the betterment of the community and takes your fellow taxpayers into account of what is actually needed for the community to be strong and healthy, then I don't even care if you have a high school diploma. Look at people's credentials. Because the people that we see as the incumbents, as people who are constantly running for office, boy, there's a lot of lawyers out there. And yes, that's good, especially the way that these bills are written. You have to speak lawyerese. But you know what? That's why the state has their own legal assistance. You don't have to be a lawyer to be in public office. And that's what it is. It is public office. I want to see more business owners running, more business owners elected. Because business owners know how to deal with clients and employees. Lawyers? I love everybody, but come on. There are a lot of people who get into law just to be able to go into politics. We need to weed those people out. You should not be searching a career to go into politics. Politics is not a career. You do your service for the public. Do it for a couple years if you're doing good, or a couple of terms. And then move on. And when I say move on, I don't mean to higher office. I mean move on to how you can help support your community and get other people involved. This is ridiculous that we have people living their lives, Pelosi, Sisolak, it was a commissioner before governor, living their lives at your expense, your taxes, and saying, hey, I need two new planes. We'll get this through. I don't want to fly with the general public. People might ask me questions. Imagine that. No more career politicians. Plain and simple. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. 884-9910, if you'd like to call into the show. That's also our text and talk line. Or you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. What do you want to see cut in the Nevada state government before the governor starts in on a new state tax to cover all the deficits, or a state income tax, or anything else he's planning? They'll call it something, just like, you know, Sandoval took away the, you know, one tax and replaced it with another. Just because people change the names and tweak a few things doesn't mean that it's good for Nevadans or anybody. So please, 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. And then think about this. People do not expect to find chastity in a whorehouse. And we should know that here in the state of Nevada. I mean, heck, government couldn't even run one. Why then do they expect to find honesty and humanity in government? A congeries of institutions whose modus operandi consist of lying, cheating, stealing, and if need be, murdering those who resist. This is nothing new. This is a quote from H.L. Mencken from, well, gosh, he died in 56. But he was an American journalist, essayist, magazine editor, satirist, critic of American life and culture. There have always been critics of American life, but those criticisms and their solutions have changed this country for the worse. And it's through being an elected representative. For every one good elected representative out there who goes in pure of heart, wanting to do the right thing, there are 5 to 10 others who bully, who intimidate, and who beat that good one down to complacency, to just comply with their will. And you just need that one top bully. And our bully right now is Governor Sisolak, keeping us closed. I know you're getting tired of the plane thing, but I keep getting emails and I'm loving it. I've been an aviation nut since childhood, a non-current licensed pilot and retired Navy air traffic controller. I'm familiar with the aircraft involved in this fiasco, and the older planes were still airworthy, less expensive to operate and maintain even over the long term. Airplanes are not a throwaway item. They are not a washer and dryer in today's times, where it's cheaper to just go buy a new one. When you put something in the air that is carrying people, you expect it to be safe. So they are built for the long term. We still have planes flying from World War II, and even before that. Why are NDOT officials using these private planes? Why are any other officials using these planes other than the governor himself to go long distance? Or even not that. This is just another, I'm better than you, and so I deserve this. Video conferencing is not a new thing. Video working, having your meetings, being able to see what everybody else is seeing is not a new thing. You do not always have to be someplace in person. But hey, when you can fly on a private jet and feels like somebody, then why not do it? Especially when you get the legislature to approve something with nobody else putting up any resistance. Because your media doesn't do it beforehand. They don't talk about this stuff beforehand. They only wait until after it's passed so they can come out and say, oh, I voted against it. Blah, 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 blah. Really? You voted against it? Why didn't you contact somebody and get it out into the public before this was even an issue?
Well, I was busy working.
Whatever. They just tell you what you think you need to hear. Let's go to Don in Gardnerville. He has a question about Sisolak not being prosecuted for profiting from the Las Vegas shooting. What do you mean by that, Don?
Well, he did a GoFundMe thing the day after the shooting down there and raised $33 million. And then he never gave any money to anybody, so he's just hanging on to it. So,
the money was distributed. There's an article. Yeah, there's an article and a breakdown from, it's either 360 Vegas or the Las Vegas Review Journal, but they got with the representatives of the fund, and they dispersed it to medical payments, they dispersed it to individuals, they dispersed it to foundations. If you send me an email, I'll send you a copy of the link, but yeah, that was something that came about because, again, the media doesn't tell people things. They just, you know, oh, this much money was raised. And then they leave it at that.
You're right.
They just leave things out there hanging.
Yeah, the local media doesn't do a very good job at all. Thank you very much, Mark.
Well, even the national media, Don, we'll throw them in the lump with the local media as well. But how many stories have you heard about things that it's like, where was the follow-up? You know, why aren't people suing the governor for going against the Nevada Constitution? Well, the state legislators, the state Senate is, or the Senate Republicans. But you don't hear much about that except for we need money. Okay, so it's your money going for the lawsuit, and then it's your money going to protect from the lawsuit. Because anything the government spends is all your money. Have you ever gotten money from somebody else? And they were like, here, go use this. Go spend this on what you deem is necessary. And then you thought, wow, okay. And you just go spend the money. But then you come back after spending that money and you're thinking, wow, you know, they gave me this money. I should have spent it on this. Or, you know, I should have spent it on this. Well, if you give me a little more money, I could take care of this. There's your legislature in a nutshell. You will never get any of your money back, and they will always want more and more and more. A local politician said that they didn't sign the recall effort because it would be political suicide. And the reason of that political suicide is that the next session, you would not get anything that you wanted to get done. You wouldn't get any bills heard. You wouldn't get any progress on anything. Well, let me tell you, there don't need to be any bills to be heard. We've got enough rules and regulations going against us right now that we need to be cleaning things up, not creating more issues. I'm going to leave it at that because we've only got about 5 minutes left of the show after this commercial break. And Tyler's on the line with a court experience, and I want to get him on the air before we wrap up today's show. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I've got something to say about Trump and withholding money from Nevada. But before we go today, I want to check in with Tyler. Tyler, you have a court experience you'd like to share?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on?
Well, Monica, thank you for all you do for us. I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
Just basically when I started my case, I came to the family court system in Washoe County and, basically had to uproot my whole life and, you know, do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've got lineage in Nevada, but I relocated from out of state. I got lineage from kind of far back, but anyways, I'm from out of state. I relocated, you know, I had to sell my house and go through this whole process to deal with the Washoe Family Court here and the judges. And one particular judge, in late 2014 or early 2015, and I called before on another program before yours was on, and I commented about during the election process at that time, they were being held at the Dodson School over by Mira Loma Park. This particular judge ran unopposed. You had to vote for her in order to cast your ballot. You had to vote for her. There was no, not make a choice. There was no, to vote for this. Yeah, it was, you had to, in order to advance in the computer voting machine, you had to choose that judge. And I was very upset about that. Mm. So somebody called, they contradicted me on that radio show, but that's what happened. I took pictures of it. I mean, that's why I called the radio show that day to complain about what was going on. So the judges, especially the family judges, they do have a bias. And I was watching PBS the other night, and you can see where, there was a particular judge who ran for election during the Bush 41 presidency. He ran for Supreme Court, Justice Clarence Thomas. And they showed it on PBS. Biden was there smirking at him about the whole abortion thing. He was trying to trick Clarence Thomas, and he had this little smirk on his face because he knew, or he thought he had all the power back then. And I've mm-hmm. experienced that in these courtrooms here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I had to do to prove to this court that I'm a good father. And this judge who's running right now, I don't know if I can say his name. He's got a whole committee behind him. He did not honor my due process rights when I was in court.
Well, what judge was that?
It was Lance White. Lance White smirked at me just like Joe Biden smoked at Clarence or smirked at Clarence Thomas. That's what Lance White did to me. And it was very upsetting. I had to go through so much. I had to liquidate so much of my assets and do all kinds of classes. I don't even need to go into it now. But I manned up. I did the right thing. I tried to prove to the system that I'm a good person. And for whatever reason, if you get into a little bit of muddy water with the court systems over there, they can inflict a lot of power on the citizens of this county. So, you know, it's good that there's people out there. It's good if we can band together and be civil and just say, this isn't right. You can't treat us American citizens like this.
And Tyler, it's, you know, it goes back to the rule of law, and the real rule of law is who has the better lawyer.
Exactly. And it's a very expensive process.
Yeah. And they want it to be, because that's why people hold lawsuits against you, that if you say this or do that, you know, we're going to sue you, because they don't want to be involved in the legal process. So, Tyler, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. And thank you for giving the name of the judge, because average citizens don't know this. They don't know the history. And the best thing you can do is, if you're looking at the judges who to vote for, just log on to DuckDuckGo or whatever search engine, and don't go by the organizations and groups. Actually find some case testament, if you can. Some case testimony, and see if you can figure it out for yourself. I will be putting something together, though. Last comment here as we wrap up the show. Donald Trump, our president, is upset because Nevada is doing a vote-by-mail primary. And this was something that you weren't even asked about. The Secretary of State, Barbara Sagafsky, who I'm actually kind of very disappointed in because I have supported her in the past, it wasn't even a question to you or I. Would you support a mail-in ballot? It wasn't a question to the people. She has made the decision in March because of COVID-19. If we can go to Walmart, if we can go to Costco and do our shopping, then we can vote in person. You have the booths further apart. And it might take a little longer, but we've got early voting here. So I say to President Trump, by all means, withhold the funds. Maybe somebody will start paying attention when the money is taken away. This is how they use your money and their votes against you. You need to start playing, because this game is played by the professionals, the ones who have worked at it for a long time. And from my guess, you've probably got some free time on your hands. So get on the phones. Get with the different Republican organizations. Get with the different women's clubs, the Republican men's club. Get on the phones. Start walking the precincts. Start helping. And if you do not want to vote by mail, you can vote at the Registrar of Voters office for early voting and for day of. In most cases, Washoe County, in Douglas County, nope, can't do that. So taking away even more of your rights in Douglas County. So check with your county registrar to see if you have that ability. And then you know what? Vote in person and destroy that ballot that was mailed to the house. Because there is a major opportunity for fraud. We'll be back tomorrow with John Sarpolis. Woohoo!